beginning.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
And welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM for another Thursday night's gig guide and interviews and music and all the sort of things that you look forward to all week. I've got an interview with Trash Baby tonight and another one after that with Paul Simpson from Pilot's Eye. The interview with Trash Baby is going to be all of them. So we've got Taylor and Corin and Rian as well, the bass player, who hadn't played with them for a little bit because he was a bit ill. They did a duo for a while, but he's back full force. And they're going to be playing on Friday night, tomorrow night, down at the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub, down in Springwood there. And as part of the Sounds of Our Towns Mountain Get Down that's been organised by Retro Rehash, entrepreneur and music organizer Willem Hendrickson, and that's also being supported by the council and by the hub down there, who are helping out by giving access to the venue and a lot of instruction and a lot of stagecraft as well. They have had one show already on the 8th of April, which went really well. We had the K-Town Funky Horns and Cinquetera and Cammy and the Wrestlers. And yeah, it was great. It went down really well. They also had the Horns had special guests and Script and TDB, a lot of MCs on as well. And the whole thing just went off like a rocket. So that hopefully is going to be a repeat again tomorrow. I think tomorrow night is going to be a really great gig. And I think you should get down there. So it's the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Go to their website and their Facebook to get your tickets and get down there tomorrow night. Kicks off at about 7 p.m. We're going to hear from Trash Baby very soon, but to kick off, we'll have some music. And so what we're going to do is we're going to kick off with some of their music. This is their new single, and they've given us an exclusive copy of it. No one's heard it yet. And as you'll hear in the interview, they still haven't done the artwork or finished editing the clip yet, but they've been very nice and given us a copy of it. And so I'm just going to look it up. This Time Next Time it's called, and it's was written during lockdown. And so this is Trash Baby with This Time Next Time.
Time.
Hi, welcome back to Blue Mountains Live on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. That song was This Time, Next Time by Trash Baby. It's a new single that they've just recorded. And thank you so much, guys, because you haven't released that yet, have you? So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so that's a brand new recorded single from Trash Baby, This Time, Next Time. And we're going to ask them about how the band was formed and about the recording and also about the gig that they're going to be doing down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub this Friday night on the 29th of April. Welcome to the show, guys. And as I go around the table, we might get you to introduce yourselves. So maybe starting with you, Taylor.
Yep. Well, I'm Taylor, and I sing and I play guitar and I write the songs.
And Rian, you go next.
Hi. I'm Rian. I play bass in the band and do a bit of singing. I'm also the driver, I guess. I move us around.
Okay, and Corin?
Hi, I'm Corin. I'm the drum basher and try to manage this motley crew of individuals. Yeah, I guess I Rian does a lot of sound, helps out with the sound tech stuff. So he knows his stuff with the sound tech as well, which is really helpful.
Well, that's always helpful when you're starting out. Now, for the boffins at home who would like a look into how radio production works, we had a bit of a problem with recording this interview about 10-15 minutes ago, and we're actually doing it again. So sorry if you missed out on all the funny in jokes that we've already done, because we'll probably struggle to do them again. But what I would really want to do, guys, is repeat how the band came together, and what we did is we found out that Taylor started off the idea of Trash Baby. So I will, sorry Taylor, but I'll get you to tell that story again.
Oh, that's all good. Yeah, so about during 2020, I moved to Katoomba and started Trash Baby as a sort of solo project. But as I met new artists around Katoomba, I met Rian and Corin, and we formed the band and started playing those songs, and it just really clicked. It kind of has the same vibe of I write the songs acoustically, so they're very poppy, but Rian and Corin are both pretty headbanging metalheads, so it's like giving pop songs to metalheads and seeing what they do with it. It's great.
Well, we know Corin from Magma One, and a few other heavy bands, a few punkish bands. I suppose, how would you describe the Insects? They were a bit more sort of
the Insects. Yeah, we were just a two-piece, my mate Cohen and I, and influences, I don't know, the Chats, Pissed Idiots, Dune Rats, stuff like that. Pretty like bogan garage punk kind of thing.
So that's a good thing to bring up. Taylor, influences?
Yeah. Just lots of 90s like alt rock, I think, and like solo indie female artists. I think that's like the right two that at least when I'm writing, I would say are my influences.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves stuff like Paramore or Elliot Smith, you know?
Right, yeah.
Be the Doobie.
Great influences. Love Elliot Smith. That's a great influence. What about you, Rian? What bands have you come from and what are your influences?
Oh, yeah. Well, my first band was Alienated back in high school. And then after high school, I started a band called Call to Florin. And we played a bunch of gigs at the Junction and stuff. And then after that, a band called Tiger Moth. It was all just, you know, grungy, angry boy wants to express himself with, lots of screaming and guitars kind of music. So, and now Trash Baby.
Excellent. Now, you've been doing gigs around the place off and on. I saw a couple out at Lithgow in a marquee. Is that your own setup? You set up the marquee out in the park and away you go?
No, that would have been Lithgow City Council helping to organise that with Cristina Portilla, who's Spanish, and she's really cool. and she gets us out there. That's Taylor's hometown. Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Excellent.
Taylor's hometown of Lithgow, where she's currently living, and Rian and I are both in Katoomba, or Rian's in Lira for the time being. But we've played in the middle of the bush. We've played at a pottery in Lithgow. We nearly played a gig at the public pool in Lithgow. We've done two skate park shows, one in Lawson, one in Glenbrook.
Yeah, I was going to ask how those went. I heard you told us about those last time. How did they go?
Good. I mean, our first show was in a skate park.
Okay, and
We were doing that with Mist as well, with the organizers.
Right.
Yeah, that's what, like, we rehearse at the Miss Center as well. So they've been a huge support of, you know, young bands. So shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out. So that's the Mountains Youth
Services team.
Yeah. Services team. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, no, they're really good.
Yeah, Mist.
Excellent. Okay.
And in Lithgow, we were asked to play a song to the mayor of Lithgow. She requested we play a song for her, which was a bit of a high point, I guess.
that was a. She didn't request a Trash Baby song, I imagine. She requested a...
She did, and we played, I think we played a song called On the Fence.
All right, and so tell us about the single, this time, next time. You were telling us about how we're waiting on the release because of the graphic artist who's doing the cover, and waiting for the... You've done a clip. We're waiting for that to be finished editing, so just tell us about that again.
Okay, yep. So just quickly, our art is being done by the fabulous Creon, one half of the Father Superior fashion label in Katoomba, from the city originally. He's hurt himself on a motorbike, so we're waiting on him to be at the point where he's able to do the art again when he's out of the hospital and sit down and send it to us. And then Frankie Louise, the American visual effects artist and lover of psychedelia, is doing our clip, which has us in a little TV screen with the time-lapse background of people painting with glowing paint and lyrics above it. But maybe we could get Taylor to talk about what the song's about real quick.
We can do that. How about that? Yeah. Are you good? Yeah, well, I wrote it in the middle of lockdown last year after just not a great series of events. They were not good. And I was feeling very lonely and desperate. And then I wrote a song about that. So I guess it would be pretty relatable to a lot of people if they...
A lot of musicians have got to have a lockdown song. So it's good to have
one.
Yeah,
exactly. Got to have an isolated depression song.
Well, one of our heroes, Dave Grohl, wrote a whole autobiography in lockdown. So,
well, this is true.
It was a time of creativity.
All right, guys. Now let's... Let's move on and talk about the gig this Friday. So you're doing the second show for Willem Hendrickson's Sounds of Our Town Mountain Get Down series of shows. Did any of you go to the first one?
Oh, yeah, with Zincarterra and Cammy Cautious.
And I was there too, seeing the K-Town Funky Horns and the Rappers, Blue Tongue, Script, Lucky T, some of those dudes. TDB.
TDB.
Yeah, it was sick. Yeah.
Digby was there? Was Digby there?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Some of the Glenview Collective, I think. But yeah, the MCs. It was cool.
Brilliant.
So keen for the next one on Friday.
Indeed. So so that's down at the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub, guys. You've got to get there at 7 o'clock. Corin was telling us to get in early because they'll be starting about 15:15. And it should be great. You guys, Pilot's Eye, who I'm also going to interview for the show, and Large Mirage, Collier and the boys will be down there as well. So what could we expect on the night? You guys are only playing for half an hour, you were saying. So
yeah, we have only got a fairly short set, so we got to just have all the bangers coming out. So get ready to have a boogie.
Yeah, the overdrive pedals do not get turned off.
So
bring your dancing shoes and Doc Martens along.
Yep. Yeah, brilliant. Well,
and possibly a neck brace.
From all reports, the show on the 8th went off. So so look forward to a good show, and get your tickets from the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub site and or Facebook page, and get down it. So it's $25, $20 concession for the show. And it's the second in the series. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more that Willem's organised. Okay, guys. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, okay. Mate. Cheers.
And as we previously decided, we're going to go out with a song from the boys from Large Mirage. We're going to play Going Insane. And so thanks again, guys. And here's Large Mirage with Going Insane.
Willem, should we do it?
Yeah, ready your mind, ready your tummy, because this is how rock and roll used to taste.
Retro Rehab.
Hi, it's Ian here from Katoomba Music, and we're excited after a long hiatus, which everyone's been going through, to say that we're going to have another one of our drum workshops in store, led by Tubby Wadsworth. His technique is amazing and he's a great educator, and he's done one here before and it was fantastic. It'll be participative, which means you won't be just watching a drum lecture, you'll be playing some exercises along on the pad along with Tubby, and it means it's a lot of fun and something to take home with you. And
what station do you listen to, Ian?
I always listen to Radio Blue Mountains.
89.1 FM.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers.
I'm Megan Lee.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
And we're from Blue Mountain.
And you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains, supporting local Blue Mountains music.
Should we do that again?
The air has got the best of me. I keep my feet on the ground. Your anchor in the rest of me.
I live in Mount Vic, and I love listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
I'm Rhys Boothroyd. I live in Lawson, and I listen to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Trevor.
Hey, I'm Alex.
Hey, I'm Sam.
And I'm Pete.
And we're Paint Job. And you're listening to Blue Mountains Radio.
89.1 FM. Yeah, Paint Job. All the hours spent
looking for conclusion.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
I'm Corin.
I'm Taylor, and we're Trash Baby.
And you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains,
89.1
FM.
89.1!
It's your voice, your community.
That was good.
I think we've got some lag.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Brad,
Brad Dietrich says, if you can hang around for another 9 hours, then I can start drinking. It's 10:30 a.m. here in Australia. I'm sorry.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by... Brought to you by... Brought to you by RADI. Oh.
You're back here on Radio Blue Mountains, and I'm now going to go through the directory, the gig guide for the weekend. Get out and see some music, guys. There is the gig tomorrow night for Soot, for Sounds of Our Towns, Mountain Get Down, and as you've heard, there's a lot to look forward to. You've heard what's going to be happening with Trash Baby. And, of course, we've still got an interview with Paul Simpson from Pilot's Eye. He'll let us know all about that band. Both those bands are playing, as is Large Mirage, and that's down at the Community Theatre Hub, the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down there in Springwood. That kicks off at about 7 o'clock, well, that's what time you should get there for an 8 o'clock start. But what we'll do now is we'll just go through all the little events that are happening on the weekend, and we'll let you know which gigs we think you should be seeing. In fact, we think everybody should be going to everything, but of course we can't do that. So what we will do is we'll just give you the rundown of the things that you should go and see on the weekend. This is Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM, and it's about halfway through the show. We always do two interviews a show. If you're in a band and you want to get in contact with me and let me know what you've got coming up, that's quite doable. So you can give me a yell, you can go onto the Blue Mountains Live website, you can send me a message at Radio Blue Mountains. I'll respond to any of those. So you can send something to Brad at braddiedrich.com. You can send something to Brad at rbm.com, .org.au, sorry. Brad at rbm.org.au. And I'll respond to any of those. You can also go and put your music event on the Radio Blue Mountains website. There's a music event guide there, and there's a submit button where you can actually go and submit your events. I'm the one who has to approve those and put those up, but if I can, I will get to them quick smart, so you've got plenty of lead time to promote them. Bear with me if I'm too busy to get to it straight away, but I will get to it in good time. If not, send me a message, tell me to pull my finger out, and I'll get on there and do it. Okay, so it's Thursday, it's the 28th of April, and tonight there's not a lot on. There's not a lot on at the moment while we're speaking. So we'll start with tomorrow. Tomorrow at Fusion Boutique is putting on a present out at Etico, the Hotel Etico, the Etico Evenings. And tomorrow it's Luke Escom, and he's on from 6 p.m., Luke Escom. And that's a Fusion Boutique gig out at the Mount Victoria Manor there, known as Hotel Etica. So do patron that venue for us, guys, because they have a program where they have disabled people working in the hotel. I'm sure they're working in all areas of the hotel, so probably some of them get involved with the gigs and such, with Adam, who I think it is, books the gigs out there. So get out there and patron. That's a great new venue. And they've also they also have art evenings and all sorts of things, so it's a great place to go. So that's the Mount Victoria Manor out there at Mount Victoria at Hotel Etico, and Charity Moreau from Fusion Boutique has been running the Etico evenings out there. Okay, further closer into town, we've got the Rhythm Lounge up at the Avalon Restaurant. That's tomorrow night. That's usually just a DJ, and I think it's a regular thing that's been going for quite a while now, and that starts at 6:30, just music. And then also then at 7 p.m. in the restaurant, we've got the Friday Supper Club. And this time it's Kate Wolfe and her big band swing band, playing all those well-known big band numbers, classics. And that's at the Avalon Restaurant as well at 7 p.m. Book your dinner and get out there. So we've mentioned Sounds of Our Towns, Volume 2. This is the second one, of course. And this one's got Trash Baby, Pilot's Eye, and Large Mirage. And that kicks off at 7 o'clock. So get out there then. Then we've got... there's actually an event that we talked about in the previous preview Talking Arts program with Barbara Lapani from BM Can. And that's the BM Can Open Day, which is on out at Gallery H on Saturday. That's in the afternoon, goes from 12:30 till 4 in the afternoon. Artwork, music, and some talks as well. So just about art and connecting creatives throughout the region and the whole resilience and rebuilding program that's going on. So that'd be worth getting out to. And for music, we've got Antelope playing in the afternoon from about 12:30, and so that's Anthony Mann and his quartet there, and some people will know them from Blackheath, from the Bar and Bistro. They played out there a few times. Okay, so this Saturday we've got Ross Noble down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub on Saturday. So if you would like a bit of comedy, that's worthwhile doing. Get down and see Ross Noble. Then also on Saturday is Katoomba the Rivers, the new EP. So this is out at the Bootlegger Bar on Saturday night. We've got the Rivers, and they've got a new EP out. So, go and see that. Sunday, we've got Ollie Sherman for Sunday Sessions at Auntie Ed's. That kicks off at 6 o'clock as usual. It's run by Music in the Mountains, and so that's usually a nice, pleasant way to spend the afternoon. And also, at this point, I'll mention on May 6th and 7th up here, May 7th, we've got My Sex. They're also doing a show, obviously, down at Cronulla, by the looks of it. I've somehow got that in my listing. Next week for May 7th, they'll be up at the Broke Room, and we're pushing that as a recommended gig as well. So we're talking to Joshua, and also we talked to Paint Job last week, who are also playing that gig. So that's it for me. Now we'll get on with some more music from Pilot's Eye, and then we'll have an interview with Paul Simpson from the band.
We're looking forward to hearing it. Well, so, here it is, I reckon, Willem. Should we do it?
Yeah, ready your mind, ready your tummy, because this is how rock and roll used to taste.
Retro Rehab.
Hi, it's Ian here from Katoomba Music, and we're excited after a long hiatus, which everyone's been going through, to say that we're going to have another one of our drum workshops in store, led by Tubby Wadsworth. His technique is amazing, and he's a great educator. And he's done one here before, and it was fantastic. It'll be participative, which means you won't be just watching a drum lecture. You'll be playing some exercises along on the pad along with Tubby, and it means it's a lot of fun and something to take home with you. And
what station do you listen to, Ian?
I always listen to Radio Blue Mountains.
89.1 FM.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers.
Good luck.
look at yourself, take a good look inside. You don't believe in yourself, and you don't even try. You are a lie and a cheat, call yourself a decent guy. It was a passing thought, but then I made you cry. Why I'm not a lion, a cheat? Why did I even try? You swept me right off my feet, then hung me out to dry. Now I'm falling apart again. Put back together by my friends. Ba 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 da ba, skid up, na da da, ba 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 da ba. Yourself, take a good look inside. Yeah, don't believe in yourself, and now it's time to fucking try. Ba 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 da ba ba.
You could.
Okay, welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. That was a track called Tell Her While You Can, and that's from Pilot's Eye, who were doing the show with Crash Baby. Trash Baby. We interviewed Trash Baby earlier in the piece, and now we're talking to Paul Simpson from Pilot's Eye.
How you doing, champion?
How you doing, Paul?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, as I said, I've got a bit of a head cold at the moment, so the brain's a bit fuzzy. But
that's all right, mate.
Yeah, we talked to all the guys from Trash Baby about them doing the show this Friday down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub, and so they'll be on first. And Pilot's Eye will be on after that.
Oh, cool. You're actually telling me the order now. I actually didn't know the order, so thanks for that. Good to know.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, so it's you guys second, and then Large Mirage will be on last, headlining the gig.
Following us up. Very cool, very cool.
So I'll get you to go through in order. Tell us a bit about Pilot's Eye. And maybe tell us a bit about some of the things that people can listen to on Spotify.
Yeah,
I had a listen to Tell Her Why You Can, which I'm told has been a bit of a popular track for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely been one of our hits so far, if you will. We did win the Triple M competition 2020 for when COVID first started for the Talentine, so
right.
That was cool. Won us some playtime, which is nice, and yeah, it's been pumping ever since. But yeah, you can always use more listens, right? So no, it's quite cool.
Okay, so is that essentially a single? Have you released it as such, or have you?
Most of our songs have been released as singles. Still putting together the album. I think we'll eventually put it, you know, an album stamp on it. Once we get all our songs done, but yeah, that'll probably be the main single. Obviously, it's probably been the most popular one anyway. So, yeah, I think it's got us covered for sure.
Cool. Okay. Well, maybe even though they didn't make an appearance, give us a rundown of who else is in the band.
Yeah, no worries. So we got Alex James doing the main vocals. He's the superstar diva of the group. You know, these are beautiful, beautiful vocals he always puts out. We got Joel Chardon on the guitar, always just shredding. We got Jordan Cameron Lee on the drums. And yeah, just everyone does their parts amazingly. And we're a nice little family. We've been all been mates for quite a while. And that's how it kind of all started, just from our friendships throughout time. And, you know, everyone's kind of played with each other prior. Like me and Alex James were in a band like 10 years ago that we're just kind of stuffing around with, playing with, you know, each other, just writing random songs here and there. And then Joel and Jordan were in a different band called Drain Babies. They did a few gigs and stuff like that throughout the mountains as well. Yeah, we kind of just like, oh, we'll just put it together and go from there, make our own kind of, you know, high melodic bass driven kind of songs.
Okay, well, so you're the bass player, so obviously you've had a bit of an influence on the sound there. So, but
I tried to, yeah.
But you write songs for the band as well.
Yep. So we all kind of do our part with that. You know, whether it starts with a rhythmic variation or melodic, we always try to have our melodies obviously being the main focus, as most bands would. yeah, like we do have a lot of instrumental parts, which are just like cool different melody lines. I know I started, like Tell Away You Can, that first melody you hear was all just bass, so that's all written on the bass. And everyone's always like, oh, what's that cool guitar part? And I'm like, it's just bass playing up top. So with Say It Over, it's another one of our bass driven songs where, you know, it's a heavy bass line to start with. And but yeah, we definitely have our guitar lines too, like with the song's Fun and Take a Look. So definitely our parts get shared around a lot, which is nice. And yeah, vocals obviously can just shred in every every aspect of every song. So yeah, it's always nice.
Okay. So tell us how you got to, how the band got hooked up with Willem and his Sounds of Our Towns project.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Willem's been around just forever. I think everyone's known Willem for at least 20 years, right? he's just forever been around everyone. He's a brilliant personality, really top guy. He's just been there. I know we all went to the same school. We were a few grades below him. And
Oh, cool. Yeah,
he's kind of just been there, and yeah, he's always just willing to help people. And you know, he hears a sound, and he's just like, "You boys are legends. You know, let me try and do this for you." And yeah, he's a go-getter, and he's just got a good attitude. And obviously, you know, good attitudes breed, you know, positivity. And obviously, we're more than happy to be surrounded by people like that, like himself. So yeah, it's nice to have people like that around, and you know, it's been for an extended amount of time now as well.
Brilliant, so, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so you're doing the second show with his Sounds of Our Towns initiative that he's got going, Get Down.
Yep, the Mountain, volume 2 so far, yeah, for sure.
Mountain Get Down, and so...
That was a really cool idea, I think.
So I have heard that you've your song come up a couple of times in the playlist he's been doing.
Oh, nice! Good to hear.
And so this is the second show down at the Hub. Did you manage to get to the first one?
No. I think most people just been locked up with that COVID still.
Yeah.
I know I had school holidays right when it happened, and everyone had it around me, so I was just. Yeah, definitely in home for the last 2 weeks before that. So,
okay.
But no, excited to been promoting the hell out of it, which has been nice. I know a fair few tickets have been sold already, which is nice. Not sure about the last one. I heard it was a decent show up of people.
Yeah, no, they got a decent crowd, and of course the thing that we're all quite keen on is the fact that. He's organised with the council and with the Hub for the bands to get a bit of a bit of stagecraft as well. So because it's quite a big venue. So
yeah, that's good. I hear they got just everything being supplied is nice. PA wise, it's always good to go to a gig that's actually got good sound.
Yeah, well that's it. So they've got good sound. They've got good lighting good down there. And and
yeah, they're projecting a few things as well, which is cool. Like able to actually put on a little bit of a backdrop essentially as well.
Yeah, they've got projected artwork, and Louise, who organises the gigs down there, has gone the extra mile, I think, with helping the bands get a bit of bit of PA work and a bit of sound work, and
For sure. It's nice to get that little bit of exposure and pump as well on the socials and whatnot. So
it's been
definitely pleasant for us. So it's our first bigger gig. Obviously, we are kind of only just started maybe 4 years ago, at least with the music, and then we kind of got the singing in for the last like 3.5 years, and we just kind of just been stalled out, just kind of waiting for this time to. Actually put on a good show, and then we're pretty pumped for it, so
brilliant.
Yeah, okay, excited. Yeah, well, so
as I said, Trash Baby will be on first. They'll probably if
about
people,
7:15, is it?
It's about 7:15, so if people get there at about 7, they can see them about 7:15, and then I imagine you guys will be on somewhere around 8:00.
Yeah, great, that's awesome.
Yep. And all right, so thanks for talking to us, Paul. And we'll go out with one of your other songs. Have you got one that's another favourite for us to play?
They're just all favourites, aren't they? A nice guitar riff to end it, I think. Play some Take a Look.
Take a Look, excellent. Okay, so this is Pilot's Eye with Take a Look, and thanks for chatting to us, Paul.
Thanks, Brad. Take it easy, mate. Have a good one.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Say it over with a little more feeling. Say it, say it over. Say it over with a little more feeling. Why won't you just say it? I'm beaten, defeated. I'm lost and I need it. Never been here before. I'm sure of it all. I'm beaten, defeated. I'm lost and I need it. Never been here before. I'm sure of it all. Say it over with a little more feeling. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say you love me like you just can't stop. Say you love me cause you're ready to pop. Say you love me and I really don't believe it. You only say it cause you know I clearly need it. I said
I'm Boris, lead flugelhorn from the Funky Horns. This is Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
So that's it for another edition of Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. there's plenty of things to get out and do over the weekend, so get out and do some of them, guys. Get out and see some of that music. Definitely go and see the Sounds of Our Towns gig tomorrow night at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down in Springwood. Go to the venue's website and Facebook page to get your tickets. And, get there early so that you can see Trash Baby, who we interviewed tonight. And stick around and see Pilot's Eye. And, of course, the big event is seeing Large Mirage, who've been doing big things down in town, playing around, and you'll want to see them tomorrow night. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to say hello to your mother. It's Mother's Day next weekend. We'll do some Mother's Day things, I'm sure, somewhere on the show next week. See you then.
And I thank you for listening.